Good morning, dear people of God. Praise the Lord. I hope that you all are doing well. Well, let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 2 and verse 12. It says that Apostle Paul is writing and he says, "Now when I went to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ, and a door stood open for me in the Lord." A door was opened to me in the Lord or by the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, a noted author states, people who study entrepreneurs say they excel in something called opportunity alertness. They look at the same circumstances as everyone else, but they notice without search opportunities that have hitherto been overlooked. They are alert, waiting, continually receptive to something that may turn up. Apostle Paul was such a person. He says in verse 12, "I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened to me in the Lord." He practiced divine opportunity alertness, and you can too. For Paul, walking through the doors God opened often led to hardship, but they also led to great achievement. Open doors don't come with a meticulous set of instructions about precisely what you should do and exactly what will occur as a result. To discover what's on the other side of the open door, you have to go through it. The question is, will you experience fear? Anytime you attempt the untried, unknown, and undone, you will experience fear. That's when you need to remind yourself that whatever awaits you on the other side of that door, God will be there. Now, here are two things you need to keep in mind. First, sometimes an open door does not signify going to someplace new. It means recognizing a new and previously undetected opportunity in an old place. Secondly, open doors never exist solely for the advantage of the people offered them. They are an opportunity to bless others. If you see in the book of Genesis chapter 12 verses 1 to 3, it talks about that Abraham was called to be a blessing unto the nations. So an open door never exists for your benefit alone. So the question is, has God opened a door for you? If He has, do not hesitate or vacillate. Walk through it. Amen. Do not hesitate. Just walk through that open door. And I promise you that you will see God in action on the other side of the door. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have granted unto us. We are grateful to you that you never fail. You never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We are grateful to you because you are an awesome God, a good God, a God who is amazing, God who creates open doors for us. And when you open the door for us, no demon of hell and no power of man can ever shut it down. We are grateful to you, Lord. Help us to be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Help us to discern the door that you are opening for us. Lord, that individually and corporately as a church will be able to enter into that open door and enjoy and experience the divine presence, provision, protection, preservation, and prosperity of the Lord God Almighty. I thank you, and I give you the praise, and I give you the glory. Today, Lord, I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. Abba Father, I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Lord, we know that sickness does not come forth from you. Lord, you are a God who blesses your people with good and perfect gifts. And I, Lord, take authority over that sickness, over every spirit of infirmity and weakness. I cast it out in Jesus' name. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We give you the praise and the glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.